You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Over the years, I have assisted many clients in the transition of their business. For most businesses, the founder of the company arrives at a point in their life where they must decide about the future of their company. This may be due to health reasons, a desire to spend more time with the grandchildren, or they have just reached a point in their life where they feel it is time to pass the business off to someone else. No matter what the reason may be, it is always an emotional and stressful decision because it is about a company that has been such a major part of their life. Throughout this talk, I will articulate reasons why sooner than later is better when beginning to plan for your business succession. From my experience, most people will delay this exercise due to the fear of the unknown. Clients often tell me they do not know what they will do when they do not have the company to manage. Another reason is that they feel as though the kids are not ready to manage the business. Sometimes it even relates to the financial security that the business provides them. My response is for my client to take some time and write down their concerns, as there is no obstacle that cannot be properly addressed with good planning and the right amount of time to implement the changes. There are many ways to transition a business. Some of the more common approaches are as follows: an outright sale to a third party, liquidate the assets through an auction or traditional sale, merge with another similar company, or transfer the company to the children currently working in the business. This talk is going to discuss ways to transition the company to the children, which I will refer to as the next generation, via a gift or the sale of the company using a family advisory trust. Now, there are some legal and tax considerations that will need to be considered, and this talk will consider those effects, but one needs to obtain legal and accounting advice when considering the use of a family advisory trust. I refer to the trust as an advisory trust because the intent is to provide advice, good counsel, and guidance to future generations of the company and to maintain shareholder alignment. Let us begin by outlining a common scenario in a family business. Typically, the business was founded by the parents who worked very hard over many years building the reputation and client base of the company. As the company grew, more employees were added, and at some point, children began to work for the company. The majority of the day-to-day operational decisions are left to the parents, and the children may have some input, but ultimately the final decision rests with the parents. This brings us to two types of business management structures that I will refer to as either a, quote, mom-and-pop structure or a, quote, small business structure. In the mom-and-pop business structure, the parents are the primary decision makers and generally own the majority, if not all, of the company stock. They view the company as their business and encourage the children in regards to company activities, but do not actually provide them the decision-making authority or the accountability for performance that would be expected in a non-family business structure. The pay compensation may not relate to the actual value the child brings to the company. Also, family and business boundaries are often blurred. For example, business is often discussed at family gatherings, or the parent-child relationship may be continued when making business decisions. I have had some clients prefer to use the proper name of their parents at work versus referring to them as mom and dad. I personally do not see an issue not using proper names, but I do work with clients to learn boundaries and to keep work matters at work and the family time for family matters. In the small business management structure, decisions are delegated to the appropriate children and compensation is based on the value that the children provide the company. Executive level decisions, such as budgeting, corporate strategy, compensation plans, and so forth, are decided in a board-like environment, and topics are discussed and opinions shared until a vote is taken to decide the best course of action for the business. Although it will vary depending on the size of the business, employees will have limited decision-making authority for their job duties. For a small family-owned business with 15 to 20 employees, there would be four levels of management, and the structure would be as follows. The highest level of management would be an executive board. The executive board consists of stock-holding family members that meet no less than twice a year and no more than once a month. Their role is to set the company strategy, budgets, and govern the executive policies of the business. They also oversee the performance of the president or CEO of the company. The next layer of management would be a designated president or CEO to oversee the general operations of the company. This person would implement the goals and strategic objectives of the board and would be held accountable to the board. The president or CEO normally would be a family member and also serve on the executive board. The other positions, such as vice presidents or managers, would report to the president. Generally, the president would hold weekly, quote, team meetings to manage the daily activities of the company. The third level of management would be for each service or product line division. In each division, there would be a vice president or manager to oversee the activities and be accountable for that division of the company.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.